祝你弟兄们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
再次欢迎在座各位今天来参加我们140周年，算是第二次的联合崇拜。
And once again, I want to extend our gratitude, appreciation, and thanks for those of us who are here to celebrate this 140th anniversary service with us. This will be the second time this year.
今天我们讲到的经文是取自以赛亚书第四三章第十到十三节。
So the sermon this morning we are taken out of the text Isaiah chapter 43 verses 10 to 13.
让我们一起同声开始来念出这几节的经文。
So let's raise our voices and read these verses together in unison.
你可以用中文跟英文都可以。
English or Chinese, please read with us.
一二三，你们是我的见证。是我所拣选的仆人，为了要使你们知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华。在我以前没有任何被造的真神，在我以后也必没有。这是耶和华说的。第十一节，我唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。我曾拯救，我曾说明，并没有外族的神明在你们中间，你们是我的见证，我是神。这是耶和华说的。自有日子以来，我就是神，谁也不能救人脱离我的手。我要行事，谁能逆转呢？让我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，亲爱的天父，你就是那位真神。
Indeed, Lord, you are the one true God.
所以我们带着谦卑敬畏的心来向你敬拜和发出颂赞。
And we can come to you with a humble heart to worship, you.
当我们阅读和聆听你话的时候
，And when we read and listen to your word,
愿你的灵在我们心中动工光照。
And may your spirit continue to work in our hearts to shine on our hearts.
让我们每一位都能够透过你的话语能够得到帮助。
And may each and every one of us be able to glean help through your word.
行走我们信仰的道路。
And indeed to walk on the path that we need to be on.
应对我们生活上一切的挑战。
And face up to all the challenges that are ahead of us.
并能够带着感恩与信靠的心来去服侍你。
And indeed with a trusting and, trusting and thankful heart to serve you.
我们如此的祷告，祈求交托，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。Amen.
All this we commit and into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢神，喜莲堂有一群优秀的诗歌创作，或者是说音乐制作的这个优秀的人才。
Indeed, we are thankful to the Lord that Jubilee Church has a group of exceptionally talented songwriters, publishers, and composers.
为了要庆祝140周年的这个感恩纪念呢，他们发挥他们的恩赐，创作了这三首的歌。
And in light of the celebration of the church's 140th anniversary, they brought their gifted creative works to bear and published three worship songs.
刚才我们所唱的就一首《你最重要》呢，就是其中的一首。
And the song that one of the songs that we sang, "You Are the Most Important," was one of the three.
这三首歌的完成呢，彰显了上帝的信实。
And the completion of these three worship songs indeed was a manifestation of the faithfulness of our Lord.
上帝的恩典跟对未来的这个盼望。
His grace as well as our hope towards the future.
我们已经将它上载到了这个 YouTube 的这个平台。
And these songs have all been uploaded onto YouTube.
我们要让全世界的人都能够看见喜莲堂。
And we want the world to see Jubilee Church.
以及能够聆听到这些优美的这歌曲，将一切的荣耀归于他。Amen.
And have an opportunity to actually appreciate graceful music. May all glory be ascribed to God. Amen.
今年七月二日，我们举行了庆祝140周年的这个联合崇拜及献信礼。
On July 2nd this year, we held our 140th anniversary celebration, come rededication combined service.
根据140周年我们所设定的主题呢，这个我先以这个承前启后和使用诗篇第二十九篇呢作为正道的题目和信息的经文。
And in line with the theme of our 140th anniversary, I first focused on embracing our heritage and leveraging Psalm 29 as our sermon text and message that day.
来勉励大家面对世界的混乱或是罪恶呢，以及贤堂教会的这个挑战，我们深信呢，上帝愿意将这个力量赐给敬畏与信靠他的百姓去应对这一切。
So as to encourage us in the face of chaos and evil in the world that we live in, the challenges faced by Jubilee ahead, that indeed be convicted that our Lord is willing to bestow strength upon those who fear and trust Him to take on all issues at hand.
透过喜莲堂先辈们他们的服事和所完成的这个事工呢，都可以印证。
And indeed this was affirmed and reinforced by the service of our predecessors, co-workers of prior periods, as well as the completed works of various ministries.
因此呢，我们应当持续的以刚强壮胆喜乐的心呢，为这个世代为教会来守望祷告，而去奔走信仰的道路和传扬基督的福音。
And therefore we should persist with strength and courage and with a joyful heart to keep watch and pray for our generations and for the church indeed to continue on this path of faith and to spread the gospel of Christ.
而今天的正道的题目经文呢，我只是以见证基督和以赛亚书四三章第十到十三节作为讲到的题目和经文。
And this morning our sermon message and text again will center around being witnesses for Christ, and we'll utilize Isaiah chapter 43 verses 10 to 13 as the sermon passage.
七月能够借着上帝的话以及看见经历他在喜莲堂教会过去现在甚至未来赐予的这个恩典和信实的彰显呢，帮助我们持续成为他的见证。
And indeed we pray and implore that through God's word and vision and to be able to experience him in Jubilee Church of days past, her present, as well as the future as the forthcoming manifestation of his grace and faithfulness as we move forward to help and encourage us to be witnesses for Christ.
做世上的盐和光来见证基督，正如我们喜莲堂的使命的宣言，成为一个圣灵充满的敬拜群体，借着神的爱去吸引万人见证基督，装备信徒，祝福群体。
To be salt and light to the world, to witness for Christ, and as is the case for the mission statement or mission and vision of Jubilee Church, to be a spirit-filled worshiping community that attracts, witnesses, equips and blesses with God's love.
如果我们将以赛亚书第四三章第八节到四十四章第五节做一个大段落的这个经文，
And if we actually study the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 8 through chapter 44 verse 5 as a passage to study holistically,
它这段大经文里面呢，它主要提到就是以色列民要成为耶和华的见证，并且见证耶和华是唯一的救赎主。
And this passage focuses on the Israelites becoming witnesses for Yahweh at the same time to testify that he's the one and only Redeemer.
而这一大段的经文呢，它也可以再分成四个部分。
And this passage indeed could again be segmented into four sections.
经文呢，不但叙述了以色列民用过去的经历来见证神，
And not only recounts that the Israelites can be God's witness, leaning on her historical experiences and events,
也能够用将来呢的经历来去见证他，
but also her occurrences and events and encounters to come.
他们将来的见证呢，可以包括三个部分。
Prospectively, their witness will encompass three elements.
第四十四章十四到二十一节呢，就是见证上帝的大能。
Verses 14 to 21, in chapter 43, to bear witness to the strength and might of God.
从四十三章二十二到二十八节呢，就是上见证上帝恩典的这个赦罪。
Chapter 43, verses 22 to 28, to bear witness to the redemptive grace of the Lord.
然后在四十四章一到五节呢，就是见证上帝的灵浇灌。
And verses 1 to 5 in chapter 44 to bear witness to God's pouring out of His Spirit.
今天正道的信息呢，将聚焦在第四十三章第八到第十三节这个部分。
The focal point of our sermon this morning will be taken from verses 8 to 13 in chapter 43.
透过这个以色列人过去所遭遇的事和上帝的这个宣告呢，作为喜莲堂这一年我们来庆祝一百次周年纪念所遭遇的事，以及过去如何经历了上帝的这个眷顾与祝福呢？以见证人的身份，并带着感恩与喜乐的心呢， 在人群中去见证他的这个恩典与信实。
And through this text, we like to glean through the past events and experiences of the Israelites as well as God's proclamation to draw a parallel to the experiences and events over the past year for Jubilee Church as we celebrate our 140th anniversary, our experience and God's favor and blessings in the past, and to take on the identity of a witness and with a thankful, thanksgiving and joyful heart to bear witness to His grace and faithfulness among people.
首先, 我们来看到经文以赛亚书第42:18和43:8。
First, let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18, and chapter 43, verse 8.
我们会很讶异说，哎，以色列民被称为是有眼却瞎，有耳呢却聋的人。
We're astounded to learn that indeed the people of Israel are called those who have eyes but are blind, have ears but are deaf.
虽然如此，他们竟然说能够成为上帝的见证。
And yet, despite all this, they were able to become witnesses for God.
当然，这并不是说指他们身体上的眼睛的瞎，或者是耳朵聋了，而是指他们在灵性上的瞎眼和耳聋。
This certainly does not mean that they were blind or deaf in a literal sense, but rather in reference to their suffering from vision or hearing impairment spiritually.
因为他们不明白，或者是说是善忘了曾经经历过许多神迹奇事的意义，比如说上帝带领他们出埃及过红海，帮助他们顺利进入到迦南应许地等等。
And this actually referred to their not being able to comprehend or seem to have forgotten the significance of many miraculous acts of God that have taken place on which they have been a part of, including leading them out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, and steering them successfully into Canaan, the Promised Land.
更压抑的是，上帝竟然找这样的证人来出庭作证。
And perhaps more startling or astounding was the fact that God sought them out as His witnesses to testify in court.
他们可以不必出声，站在那边就可以了。
But they, in fact, actually did not have to verbalize their experiences or conviction. They just have to be there.
我相信我们如果要找这个证人来出庭作证，不会找又聋又瞎的人吧。
I think if we actually need help with a witness, we will not look for someone who is deaf or blind.
为什么会有他们的出现呢？
And why would they actually be there?
因为他们的存在呢，就是已经是见证过去上帝的慈爱、信实跟这个恩典。
Because their existence intrinsically is a testament to God's love, faithfulness, mercy, and grace in the past.
并且呢，也见证了上帝在将来人类历史中的作为。
And indeed, to also bear witness to God's impending acts in the history of mankind.
可见呢，他们拣选呢，被拣选，并不是因为以色列百姓他们怎么的优秀或者是强大，或者是因为他们的好行为。
And we certainly can see that God did not pick the Israelites because they were outstanding in their own right, or they were formidable, or for their own good deeds.
主要乃是因为上帝在他们身上的工作，以及格外的恩典跟慈爱。
But indeed, it was just God's acts and works amongst them, and God's distinct grace and love for Israel.
生命记第七章第七到第八节就如此说。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们人数比任何民族多，其实你们的人数在各民族中是最少的，因为耶和华爱你们，又因要遵守他向你们列祖所起的誓，耶和华就用大能的手领你们出来，救赎你脱离为奴之家，脱离埃及王法老的手。
It was captured in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. It reads, The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were fewest among all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your ancestors and that He brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
讲到说关于成为耶和华的见证，我们可能会有联想到关于最近发生在加沙地区的以色列和这个哈马斯的这个战争。
And perhaps when we talk about being God's witnesses, the recent conflict, a war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, will come to mind.
因为对于这个以色列持续去轰炸加沙，也导致了许多人的伤亡的行为，让许多人可能感到这个震撼，或者是愤怒，同时又感到这个困惑。
Because as we look at the persistent shelling or bombing by the Israelis resulting in a myriad of casualties in the region, I think it had appalled, dismayed many, and perhaps troubled even countless more.
为何现今的这个以色列会变得如此的好像残忍或是暴力?
Why did the Israel of today seem to have become more vicious or brutal?
究竟他们还能继续的成为上帝的见证吗?
Can they actually continue to be the witness for God?
这是不容易回答的问题.
This is certainly not a simple question to address.
尤其在这一场呢,充满了旧恨新仇,也综合了许多复杂因素所造成的这个战争.
Because this is a war that was driven by past grudges, entangled with new resentment and bitterness, as well as a combination of many complex factors.
然而,若我们对这一位被称为至高神有更深与全的认识,我们或许能够从不一样的角度去思考和回应这个疑问。
And yet, if we have a more thorough or holistic understanding of whom we address as God the Most High, perhaps I think we could ponder and respond to such a query from a different perspective.
过去几周,我们教牧们在台上呢,都传讲了关于这个君王诗篇的信息。
And over the last several weeks, the pastoral team had actually spoken on the royal psalms on the podium.
然后让我们也知道说,耶和华所谓的上帝呢,是以这个威荣以公平和公义的标准来审判治理和统治全地最高的统治者或大君王。
That we learned that our God and Lord is majestic. He executes judgment with equity on standard of justice and righteousness. He is indeed the supreme ruler and king of glory who governs and lords over all land, waters, and nations.
而当我们仔细去思考、去观看的时候，发现到在历史中呢，彰显出他是大君王，主要是有两方面。
Actually, if we think about or reflect upon history, over the course, the manifestation of this king of glory is actually in two aspects.
第一就是他审判罪恶。 第二就是救赎悔改的百姓。First,
he judges sin and evil. Second, he redeems those who repent.
所以简而言之呢，这位大君王呢，是位具有审判与救赎的这个主。Simply
put, this King of Glory is a God of judgment and redemption.
而他也借由审判、救赎来去恢复他所创造的美好。And
at the same time, through judgment and redemption, he will restore the good which he created.
在以赛亚书呢，就常常出现这两方面的这个等量的奇观，在上帝的创造的这个基础下呢，他是审判与救赎的主。And
in the book of Isaiah, we often see this balanced perspective on these two aspects. We see that under the foundation of God's creation, He is a God of judgment and redemption.
当以色列人他们离弃或违背上帝的心意与这个命令时呢，上帝的审判仍然会临到了这个以色列人。
When the Israelites abandoned or went against God's will and command, God's judgment would, we often see once again, befall on the Israelites.
上帝也应许那些仇敌来去攻击跟管教他们，比如说北国以色列被亚述所灭，包括南国的犹大也被巴比伦所灭。And
with God's consent, the Israelites would be reprimanded, attacked by her enemy nations. Examples such as Assyrian annihilation of the northern kingdom of Israel, or the southern Judah being devastated by the Babylonians.
我们可以回看到那个以赛亚书第42章24到25节的上半节，就这么的说：谁将雅各交出作为掳物，将以色列交给这个抢夺者呢？岂不是耶和华我们所得罪的那位吗？他们不肯遵行他的道，也不听从他的训诲。 所以他将猛烈的怒气与战争威力倾倒在以色列的身上。And
if we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 42, 24, in the first half of 25, it says, Who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they would not follow his ways, they did not obey his law. So he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war, and enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart.
所以若是这个以哈战争是以色列的领袖们他们违背上帝的这个信力和训诲。And
if this Israeli Hamas conflict is a demonstration of the Israeli leadership turning their back against God's will,
我相信上帝会按其公义的这个审判的准则呢，去管教以色列民。
I believe that the Lord will similarly pronounce just and righteous judgment to reprimand the Israelites.
审判与救赎都同时会发生在以色列民的身上，也是见证。
And this, in fact, this judgment and redemption taking place amongst Israelis is in and of itself a witness of God or to God.
其实，那我们再看一下所谓的。所谓的以色列民呢，其实不单只有以色列这些人，而包括了我们现今的教会。
So I think if you actually take a broader sense of what it means, as far as Israel is concerned, it includes the churches of today.
根据罗马书第十一章二十六到二十七节，他的教导呢，也告诉我们说，我们现今来去追随基督的人呢，也被视为是新以色列民。
According to the teaching captured in the book of Romans, chapter 11, 26 and 27, we who are followers of Christ in the current times are also viewed as the new Israel.
所以呢，现在这个教会，也就是你跟我呢，也是他的这个见证人。
And in fact, therefore, the church, then we are the new Israel, we are also his witnesses.
因着耶稣基督的缘故，我们成为他的见证人。
And because of Jesus Christ alone, we are his witnesses.
也请特别注意看一下，在以赛亚书第四十三章今天的经文第十二节，他提到了三个的动词。
Please focus on verse 12 in chapter 43. There are three verbs I want you to keep your attention on.
就是我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明。
I have revealed, I've saved, I've proclaimed.
加尔文他认为说，这三个的动词只是拯救跟说明了，具体去描述了这个信心的过程。
Calvin views that these three verbs, reveal, save, and proclaim, categorically depict the faith journey.
从借着依靠上帝而初步的去经历到神，然后延伸到明白他的本性和道路。
Through relying on and trusting God and initially and experiencing His presence, extending to understanding His character, path and way.
他曾指示亚伯拉罕往应许之地成为了大国。
He once instructed Abraham towards a promised land on her way to become a major nation.
他曾拯救以色列人离开埃及。
He once delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
他曾赐下十诫，并引导他们进入迦南地。
He bestowed the Ten Commandments and guided them into Canaan, the Promised Land.
所以
，and therefore，
他们的存在就已是见证过去上帝的慈爱、信实与恩典。
Therefore, the existence intrinsically is a witness and testament to His mercy, love, faithfulness, and grace of days past.
而见证的核心呢，就是在第十三节。
And the crux of this witness is captured in verse 13.
我就是上帝，我要行事，谁能逆转呢？ Amen.
I am He. When I act, who can reverse it? Amen.
我就是上帝，我要行事，谁能逆转呢？
I am He. When I act, who can reverse it?
进入了这个新约时代。
And we enter this era of the New Testament.
上帝将他的道启示给人。
He revealed His word to man.
并在十字架上呢启示了这个救赎。
And He fulfilled His work of redemption on the cross.
也设立了这个救赎。
And established the redemption.
在耶稣复活后升天时，他对门徒们也说了类似做见证的话。
And on His resurrection and ascension, He spoke to the disciples words akin to that of a witness.
在使徒行传第一章第八节，他说：“当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。”
Recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, but you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world.
按照希腊文的直原文的直译呢，最后那一句呢，可以翻译成。你们将是我的见证。
If we take a look at the direct translation of the original German text, Greek text, the last verse could be translated as "You be my witnesses."
当时的门徒呢，都是耶稣在世上活着、受死、复活时的见证人。
The disciples at that time were all witnesses to Jesus' life, crucifixion, and resurrection.
直到他们被圣灵浇灌后，他们成为见证人的身份。就更加的确定和接受。
And after, until they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they became more affirmed and acceptant of their role and identity as witnesses.
我们之后就看到他们将所看见、所听见的很勇敢地到处去来向人传扬。
And thereafter, it was recorded that they courageously shared to many what they had seen and heard.
如今，我们这一群被称为跟随基督的基督徒呢？ 也继承了他的这个见证的身份跟这个使命。
And now we Christians who are followers of Christ similarly inherit the identity and mission of his witness.
所以呢，现在你跟我呢，都是基督的见证人。
And therefore you and I are now witnesses for Christ.
这时候鼓励弟兄姐妹们，我们彼此跟你的左右说，我要见证基督。
And please say to brothers and sisters on your left and right, I want to be a witness for Christ.
来跟你左右前路说，我要见证基督。
I want to bear witness for Christ.
我要见证基督，有些人没有说。
And I can see someone not saying to people around you, I want to bear witness for Christ.
你在考虑是吗？ 愿神赐你力量跟帮助。
And may God continue to guide and help you.
是的，我要见证基督。
Indeed, I want to bear witness for Christ.
2022年11月。
So a year ago, back in November,
为筹备跟庆祝140周年纪念呢，而成立的这个筹委会，制定了我们的主题，就是承前启后，见证基督。So
the theme of this 140th anniversary, embracing our heritage, being witnesses for Christ, was decided upon by the organizing committee, which was established to oversee the planning and implementation of this event.
我们亲爱的方向跟目的呢，有明确的主轴，就是任何计划或者是构思呢的事项或活动呢。 它的进行必须是以荣耀上帝为先。And
there's a clear pivot in the direction and goal of this celebration that any planned activity or event will first and foremost put the glory of God front and center.
喜年堂的意向、使命和先贤们留下来美好生命的见证事迹，以及上帝奇人的作为呢，需被传递跟传承。
So the vision and mission of Jubilee Church, the many life testimonies and deeds by our predecessors, co-workers of days past, God's miraculous acts and works must all be inherited, proclaimed, and passed on.
所以透过各种的活动跟方式呢，希望让所有的人呢都有机会参与其中，也借着这个机会呢，来去邀请信徒的家人和亲朋友前来喜年堂，来去更多的接触教会的活动，以福音的机会。
And through many various means and activities, we maximize the window for all to participate, to provide opportunities for families, friends of Jubilee Church members to be invited and provide for prospects to be in touch with church activities as well as the gospel.
这时候给大家看一段的三分钟的视频，来去回顾我们今年各项活动跟这个项目的这个完成。
And now let's take a watch on this video clip, a 3-minute clip. There's a good recap of the activities and what we have accomplished this year.
让我们成为他的见证人，见证他的恩典与信实。Let
us all be his witnesses to witness to his grace and faithfulness.
我们请皮耶同工来播这段的影片。 啊，声音，谢谢。
忘记，都没有，并不可以偷看了。
我想要留给许天强信徒两三句话，就是大家也要互相同心，来互相相爱，来互行福音。祝福许天强140周年周年，兄弟姐妹相亲相爱，继续很高兴每个礼拜来崇拜。
所以希望我们在这140周年庆典的同时，我们也会在敬拜的事上在思考在反思，并且其后能够更好的继续在见证耶稣基督的事，在体会神的事情跟敬拜神的事情上更上一层楼。谢谢。
因为现在荣耀都归于我们的神。
Glory be ascribed to God。
当我们筹委会如火如荼在推动跟筹备140周年纪念的各项活动的时候呢，在过程中我们都深深的经历和看见上帝的这个恩典与信实奇妙的作为彰显。
So when the organizing committee was preparing in full swing, putting into motion various activities related to the celebration, throughout the process, one could evidently experience the grace and faithfulness of God and the manifestation of His wondrous works.
尤其我们不断领受了他那出乎人意料的这个供应，比如说140周年，我们倾注所有的经费都是透过奉献的方式来去募款。
Particularly as it relates to his provisions above and beyond our expectations in more ways than one. For instance, the expenses related to the anniversary were all fully funded or wholly funded via offerings.
有许多的弟兄姐妹们，他们每个星期以50, 100, 200的这个奉献的方式呢，来去募集这个款项。
And we had a participation from many brothers and sisters who weekly contributed $50, $100, $200 towards this effort.
而遇到不足经费去因此周年特刊的时候，感到很愁烦的时候呢，他却奇妙感动了一对的夫妇，说为所有应支的这个费用全数的来奉献。
When the committee was concerned over the funding shortfall related to the publication of the anniversary magazine, he miraculously moved a couple who took up the slack and actually covered the entire publication expenses.
我们为140周年各项的筹款活动呢，不但筹到足够了，而且还超过有这个盈余。
So not only were there sufficient funding raised for the various planned activities related to the anniversary, in fact, there were excesses.
包括为这个行政、这个财务跟教育管理数码化的这个转型，以及我们要提升这个科技互联网事实的这个募款呢，同样很快就达到了这个目标。
And this includes digitization efforts for admin, finance, and church management, as well as IT-related funding for social media investments. All these met their budget really quickly.
我还记得我们还没开始这个140周年的时候，第一个奉献竟然是来自我们教会的好朋友，这个林会长呢，他第一个说我要奉献教会，奉献给教会。
And Reverend Ray Kang actually recalled the first donation, the offering came from 林会长, who was actually fervent in terms of the effort.
然后呢，我们呢所筹到的这个款项呢，不但足够还有余。我跟弟兄们说，够了，够了，你们可以暂时不用再奉献了。
And Reverend Ray Kang was actually had to inform everybody that we had excesses, and I think we can actually put a halt to the offering efforts for the time being.
见证基督恩典与信实确确实实发生在我们的中间，愿一切的荣耀都归给他。Amen.
Witnesses for Christ, grace and faithfulness, this indeed actually happened and transpired amongst us, and may all glory be ascribed to God. Amen.
再次感谢筹委会的团队，还有各年龄层的信徒，你们的积极的响应，借助祷告、奉献和你们的参与呢，让各项的这个活动项目都得以顺利的完成与落实。
And again, want to extend our gratitude and appreciation to the organizing committee, to the positive responses from believers, members across all age spectrum through your prayer, offering, as well as your participation, actually allowed for the a very fruitful completion of all the projects planned for the year.
那我们彼此以掌声鼓励彼此哦，谢谢大家的这个参与跟付出。然后另外这一本我们140周年的 纪念特刊呢，里面也记载了许多发生在喜宴堂并充满美好见证的这个故事。
And this publication, the 140th anniversary, actually captured, recorded many marvelous life testimonies over the life history of a Jubilee Church.
喜宴堂教会这140年走过的路呢，是有顺利，也有崎岖不平的，但是也是充满了这个挑战。
It certainly was an uneven journey over the 140 years for Jubilee Church, and certainly no shortage of challenges.
虽然是一路走来不容易，但是我们却看见，透过我们这个特刊的许多见证人的叙述和事工的这落实呢，我们看到上帝的恩典与信实与喜宴堂教会同在。
And certainly, not an easy path, but as you captured in the publication through witnesses' depiction and narration, that indeed God's faithfulness and grace was manifested fully.
鼓励你，当你拿到这本140周年纪念特刊之后呢，你仔细的去阅读，必定能够让你得到很大的这个激励跟这个帮助。
Please, once you get a copy of this publication, please take some time to review and study them. I think it will be a great help and encouragement to all of us.
在庆祝我们140周年纪念的时候呢，教牧长子们认为说，要保持跟时代的这个相关性，还有跟社区的这个教的互动呢，并阐明我们在现代世界的这个宗旨和信念，更新教会整体的标志，跟重新定义我们身份的认同呢，是有其必要性跟重要的。
So in the midst of this celebration, the pastoral team as well as the session believed that it was pertinent to maintain connection to the current times, continue communication and interaction with the local community, and that our purpose and belief should be clearly expounded in this modern world and era. And therefore, there was a need to reinvigorate our church emblem, at the same time, a strong necessity to define succinctly our identity.
因此呢，我们推动了这个所谓的设计教会新标志跟网页的这个更新。
And therefore, there's an effort that was expanded to both renew our church logo and refresh our website.
大家发现到我们的新标志呢，它依然是保留了我们旧标志中教堂建筑的这个标志性的图形。
As you can see from the new logo, we actually retain from the old logo the architecture graphics of the church.
因为它代表了我们深厚的信仰的理念跟我们的基础。
Because this in an, symbolizes our faith-rooted foundation.
同时呢，也采用了现代的这个线条绘画的这个风格呢，讲述了建在山上的教堂的这个意象。
But at the same time, it was enhanced by more modern day contours, illustration styles to signify, the church being built on a hill.
然后在十月八日，我们要正式推介教会新标志而设计的这个环保袋。
And on October 8th, when we officially launched a new church logo, there's an eco bag that came along with it.
他清楚地将我们喜宴堂教会的特色跟我们的使命表达了出来。
And with clarity, it demonstrated the uniqueness of Jubilee Church as well as her mission.
我们引用了马太福音第五章第十四节的经文：“你们是世界的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。”
And we utilize this verse taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
作为提醒跟鼓励我们喜宴堂的会友们，我们要做世上的光，做他的见证人。
As a reminder and to encourage all members of Jubilee Church that we have to be light and salt to the world and to be his witnesses.
叫周遭的人应看见喜宴堂美好的见证，把荣耀归于我们在天上的父。Amen.
So that people around us will see the beautiful life testimonies of Jubilee Church and ascribe all glory to God. Amen.
前头节们，我们在座的每一位，我们都要成为他的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, each and every one of us present here at home, we all have to be his witness.
但我们都仍以这个承前启后呢，以敬畏跟信仰的心，为世代、为教会来守望祷告，奔走我们信仰的道路跟传扬福音。
To embrace our heritage with fearful and trusting heart, to keep watch and pray for our generations and the church.To persist in our walk and faith, walk and path of faith, and to share the gospel.
然后我们以见证基督，就是依靠他的这个恩典跟信实，成为他的见证，持续做世上的盐和光，来去见证基督。
And witnesses for Christ is to lean on His grace and faithfulness, and to be His witness, to be salt and light to the world, and to witness for Christ.
让我们再次的祷告。
Let's pray.
真的父神，是的。
Dear Heavenly Father, indeed.
我们是你的见证。
We are your witness.
我们更要在世上来去过见证你的生活。
And you want to witness for you in our daily lives.
今天是我们140周年纪念的最后一天的这个庆祝的日子。
Today marks the end of our 140th anniversary celebration.
但是从前几后，见证基督还会一直流传下去。
Certainly, this the need to witness for Christ will be inherited and passed on.
我们要以敬畏跟信仰的心，为这个世代，为这个教会来去守望，来祷告。
Indeed, we, with a fearful and trusting heart, we want to keep watch and pray for our generations and the church.
来去奔走我们现在的道路，来去传扬这个福音。
And to persist in our walk of faith and to spread the gospel.
我们要依靠你的恩典跟信实，成为你的见证。
We want to rely on your grace and your faithfulness and to be your witness.
帮助我们，赐我们力量，能够持续在世上做盐做光，来见证基督。
Indeed, Lord, grant us strength, courage to continue to be a salt and light for the world and to be your witness.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
All this we commend in your name, amen.